Talking with the Philadelphia Inquirer's Keith Pompey about rookie Michael Carter-Williams and the Philadelphia 76ers. Now, Keith, what have been your initial thoughts on Michael based on practices and the preseason?
Based on practices in the preseason, you know, Michael Carter-Williams is a little bit better than what I initially thought while seeing him in the summer camp, summer league. He kind of struggled there, but it seems like he really worked on his game, and he's trying to do whatever he can to prove that he is an NBA point guard.
Keith, the Sixers, they hired first-time NBA coach and longtime Spurs assistant Brett Brown. How has he been handling this young roster thus far through training camp leading up to the season coming up in a couple of days?
The great way to say is that he's taking baby steps with them. I mean, their offense is extremely vanilla. He has them just running up and down the court displaying athleticism. But he's taking baby steps with this team. And he's also taking baby steps with Michael Carter-Williams in particular.
Talking to Keith Pompey of the Philadelphia Inquirer, now that Nerlens Noel is expected to be out for the season, is this going to make Michael's job a lot harder since him and Nerlens had that relationship before the NBA?
No, I really don't think so. Because what Michael's job is going to be is to kind of like do something similar to what he was asked to do at Syracuse. I mean, they're going to run an up-tempo offense, so that's not going to be like one particular guy who they always want you to feed the ball to. So I think they want him to do some dribble drive, you know, and kick the ball out to the open man at the wing. That's going to be his primary role.
Now, Keith, considering that Michael Carter-Williams is being handed the keys to the car, being the starting point guard for this team as a rookie, how difficult of a situation do you think this can be for Carter-Williams, considering this is a team that personnel-wise isn't all that great and it's got a lot of youngsters on this team?
Let's face it, he's going to struggle this year. The whole team is. But the thing is, I think everyone knows that, but they want to make sure that he gets his minutes. I mean, what I thought the Sixers were going to do is, I thought the Sixers were going to bring in a veteran point guard, someone who they say, hey, Mike, you tag along this guy everywhere. I mean, if he goes everywhere besides the bathroom, we want you following him. But, you know, they didn't do that. I mean, they brought in some other point guards who are just a couple years older or, let's say, the same age as Michael. They just happen to be in the NBA 2 years longer than him. But they just want Mike to learn everything. Now, the funny thing is, his mentor right now on the team is a guy by the name of Tony Roten, who's, 20 years old. But what they want Michael to do is they want Michael to basically – duplicate this guy's intensity and his fire on the court. You know, now the one thing that I will point out about Michael was when he first came to the Sixers in the preseason, like the last couple weeks, he was very quiet. It seemed like he was unsure of himself. But then when he went to Europe, it was like they had kind of like a team binding, and he spent a lot more time around Roten, of course. And then it just seems like he's just been like the vocal leader. You know, the veterans came to him and said, we need you to lead our team. And it just seems as if the light went on. And he was yelling at guys and, like, you're lining up at the wrong spot. You know, you need to come up more. You need to do this. So it seems like his comfort level is a whole lot better. However, as you've seen against Kyrie Irving and against other elite point guards in the league, he's just not at this particular time capable of staying in front of them.
That sounds sort of like the Michael Carter-Williams that we saw that led Syracuse into the Final Four, a whole lot of confidence. Started out a bit of a struggle in his freshman year, but then his sophomore year was where he really exploded. But finally, Keith, the Sixers do not have the best outlook compared to most NBA teams this season, but what are your expectations of this team for this season?
When the beginning of training camp, I said 16 wins. Now, sometimes I look at them like, man, maybe 9 wins. But since I said 16 in the beginning, I mean, I'll stick with that. But the funny thing is, you know, is that they're going to struggle. I mean, that's a fact. But if the excitement is going to start in Philadelphia the day after the season concludes, because people are going to wake up and say, wow, we're going to have 2 lottery picks and we'll have like $36 million under the salary cap to lure in some top free agents. So it's going to be a struggle this year, but I think soon when the season's over, that's when the excitement begins.
So pretty much this team is all set regardless if they win the lottery or not.
Well, as far as all set, meaning like the players that they have right now, is that what you're talking about, like the personnel that they have?
The personnel that they have right now and sort of what you mentioned with the two lottery picks and all that money that they have under the cap.
Yeah, I mean, I think the future is bright in Philadelphia now. Like the personnel that they have, you can make a case that there's only going in 3 years, there's only going to be two players on the team that who are holdovers. One being Nerlens Noel, two being Michael Carter-Williams. You know, if you look at the track record of what Sam Hinkie has accomplished over in Houston, I mean, you know, they go in there, they're giving all these guys, they're giving a lot of these guys 1 year tryout to see what they can do. And then they'll possibly try to move like a Evan Turner, a Thaddeus Young, or Spencer Halls this season if the asking price is right. So in 2 years, Michael Carter-Williams and Nerlens Noel, in my estimation, will be the only current Sixers on this roster.
All right, that is Keith Pompey of the Philadelphia Inquirer. Keith, thank you so much for your time.
All right, thank you for having me.